Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into student voices in special education today.
Really exciting stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
We're thinking AI, we're thinking virtual reality, thinking about classrooms that are really designed with students.
Yes.
Not just for them.
And that's what's so powerful here.
Yeah.
We're moving beyond just kind of like the theoretical, and we're hearing directly from students with disabilities about how they see these technologies shaping their learning.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to get caught up in all the, like, possibilities.
Oh, absolutely.
From our perspective, like, as educators. Yeah. But this deep dive really flips the script.
It does.
Like, we're going into a study where researchers talk to 48 middle schoolers with disabilities.
Wow.
And ask them this one question.
Okay.
How do you see these technologies fitting into your classroom?
And the insights are just phenomenal.
I know.
These students are not just passively waiting for the future of education to happen to them. They're grabbing the reins and they are painting a vivid picture.
They really are.
Of what learning could be.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit.
Yeah.
What stood out to you as you were going through all these interviews with students?
Well, I think the sheer creativity was just incredible. Yeah. One student, for example, talked about using AI to create virtual labs.
Wow.
Where they could conduct science experiments that just wouldn't be possible in a traditional classroom.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like, imagine dissecting a frog in VR without actually dissecting a frog.
Yeah.
Or another student who talked about using AI to design, like, personalized learning games.
Yes.
That adapt to their individual needs.
And these weren't just, like, pie-in-the-sky ideas.
Yeah.
Like, they were rooted in a deep understanding of their own learning styles and challenges.
Exactly.
Like, for example, we had a student with dyslexia talk about how AI-powered text-to-speech software could help them access and engage with written material.
Yes.
In a way that's never been possible before.
Absolutely. And I think that points to this bigger theme that emerged, which is empowerment.
Yes. Yes.
You know, these students see AI and VR as tools that can level the playing field, give them more control over their own learning.
You know, one student even put it this way.
Yeah.
They said, instead of feeling like I'm constantly trying to catch up,
yeah,
I could finally learn at my own pace.
Right.
And in a way, that works for me.
It's powerful.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with this whole idea of personalized learning.
Exactly.
You know, it's about moving away from that one-size-fits-all model.
Right.
And creating learning experiences that are truly tailored to each student's strengths and needs.
Now, while the students were super excited about the potential of AI and VR to personalize learning, they were equally passionate about another aspect, and that's accessibility.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just about making learning more engaging or efficient or even fun.
Right.
It's about making it accessible to all students. And one student with a physical disability, for instance, talked about how VR could allow them to participate in field trips and experiences that would otherwise be impossible.
Yes, and we have a quote from another student here.
Yeah.
They said, VR could let me visit the Amazon rainforest or walk on the moon.
Wow.
All from my wheelchair.
That's amazing.
And that's the kind of magic that these technologies can unlock.
I think it really speaks to this idea of creating inclusive learning environments.
Yes.
Where all students can participate and thrive regardless of their disabilities.
It really is about breaking down those barriers, both physical and pedagogical, that have traditionally excluded students with disabilities from certain learning experiences.
For sure.
It's about giving them the tools they need to fully engage with the curriculum.
Right.
And with their peers.
Absolutely. And I was really struck by how many students talked about the social benefits of these technologies.
Me too.
You know, one student talked about how VR could help them practice social skills in a safe and controlled environment.
Interesting.
Another student talked about using AI to connect with other students with similar interests.
Yeah.
Even if they live in different parts of the world.
That's such a great example of how technology can really foster connection and community.
I think so too.
Especially for students who may feel isolated or marginalized.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we often focus so much on the academic benefits of technology.
Right.
But we have to remember that learning is a social process.
Absolutely.
And these students are craving those opportunities for interaction and collaboration.
Yes, they are.
And they see AI and VR as powerful tools for facilitating those connections.
It's not just about using technology to connect with others, though, right?
Right.
It's also about using it to connect with themselves.
Exactly.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So several students actually talked about how VR could help them explore their own identities and understand their disabilities in new ways.
I see.
One student with autism talked about creating a virtual world where they could experiment with different social situations.
That's amazing.
And learn how to navigate them more comfortably.
So powerful.
Yeah. And another student said, VR could help me step outside of myself and see the world through someone else's eyes.
That is incredibly powerful.
It is. And it's really about using technology to foster self-awareness, empathy, and acceptance.
You know, before we get too carried away with all the amazing possibilities of AI and VR, I think it's important to acknowledge that these technologies are not a silver bullet.
Of course not.
There are some concerns
about
things like data privacy, algorithmic bias, and even the potential for technology to exacerbate existing inequalities.
Absolutely.
Which is why it's so crucial that we're listening to student voices as we navigate this new landscape.
It's uncharted territory.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the ones who will be most affected by these technologies, and they have so many invaluable insights to share about both the potential benefits and the potential risks.
Absolutely. You know, these students aren't just passive consumers of technology.
Yeah.
They're active agents of change.
Yes, they are.
Shaping the future of their own education.
And they're challenging us to think differently about what learning can and should be.
They really are.
One of the most important takeaways from this study was this need for collaboration.
I completely agree.
It's not enough to simply introduce new technologies into the classroom.
No, it's not.
We need to create this culture of co-creation.
Absolutely.
Where educators, researchers, developers, and students all work together.
I love that.
To design and implement these tools in a way that is ethical, equitable, and truly meets the needs of all learners.
Yeah, these students aren't just waiting for the future to happen to them.
No, they're not.
They are actively shaping it, and they're inviting us to join them on this journey.
Such a powerful message.
It is. It is. And it's about giving them the tools they need to fully engage with the curriculum and with their peers.
You know, I was really struck by how many students talked about the social benefits.
Oh, absolutely.
Of these technologies.
Yeah. One student, for instance, talked about how VR could help them practice social skills.
Oh, interesting.
In a safe and controlled environment.
Yeah.
Another talked about using AI to connect with other students with similar interests, even if they live in different parts of the world.
That's a beautiful example.
It is.
Of how technology can foster connection and community.
I agree.
Especially for students who may feel isolated or marginalized.
Right. And, you know, while we often focus on those academic benefits of technology, we have to remember that learning is a social process.
Absolutely.
And these students are craving those opportunities for interaction and collaboration.
Yes.
And they see AI and VR as powerful tools for facilitating those connections.
But it's not just about using technology to connect with others.
Right.
It's also about using it to connect with themselves.
Exactly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, several students talked about how VR could help them explore their own identities.
Okay.
And understand their disabilities in new ways.
Wow.
One student with autism, for example,
talked
about creating a virtual world where they could experiment with different social situations.
So interesting.
And learn how to navigate them more comfortably.
Yeah.
Another student said, VR could help me step outside of myself and see the world through someone else's eyes.
That's incredibly powerful.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's about using technology to foster that self-awareness, empathy, and acceptance.
Now, before we get too carried away with all the amazing possibilities of AI and VR, I think it's important to acknowledge that these technologies are not a silver bullet.
Of course not.
You know, there are some concerns about things like data privacy.
Sure.
Algorithmic bias.
Mm-hmm.
The potential for technology to even exacerbate existing inequalities.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important that we're listening to those student voices.
Yeah.
As we navigate this new landscape.
It's uncharted territory.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
They're the ones who will be most affected by these technologies.
They are.
And they have such invaluable insights.
They do.
To share about the benefits and the risks.
Absolutely. You know, these students aren't just passive consumers of technology.
Yeah, they're not.
They are active agents of change shaping the future of their own education.
And they're challenging us to think differently about what learning can and should be.
I agree.
One of the most important takeaways from this study, I think, was this need for collaboration.
Oh, for sure.
It's not enough to simply introduce new technologies into the classroom.
Right.
We need to create this culture of co-creation where educators, researchers, developers, students all work together.
I love that.
To design and implement these tools in a way that is ethical, equitable, and truly meets the needs of all learners.
These students aren't just waiting for the future to happen to them. They are actively shaping it, and they are inviting us to join them on this journey.
It's such a powerful message.
It is.
So how do we make this vision a reality? How do we ensure that AI and VR are used to create truly inclusive and empowering learning experiences for students with disabilities?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to keep listening to student voices.
Yes.
Their insights are just invaluable as we navigate this new landscape.
Absolutely.
We need to involve them in every step of the process, from design and development all the way to implementation and evaluation.
These students aren't just, you know, data points in a research study.
No.
They are the experts on their own learning, their own needs, their own aspirations.
Exactly.
And we need to create spaces where they can really share their ideas, share their concerns, their dreams for the future of education.
Absolutely. And we need to be willing to learn from them.
Yes.
To challenge our own assumptions about what works and what doesn't.
Because, you know, it's not about imposing our vision of what education should be.
Right.
It's about co-creating a future where technology empowers all students to reach their full potential.
I love that.
We've heard from students who imagine AI tutors that adapt to their individual learning styles. VR field trips that transcend physical limitations.
It's incredible.
Personalized learning games that make learning fun and engaging.
These are just a few examples of the incredible possibilities.
Yes.
When we put student voices at the center of the conversation.
So to our listeners out there, educators, researchers, developers, and anyone who cares about the future of education, we invite you to join us on this journey.
Let's work together to create learning environments where technology amplifies human connection, fosters creativity, and empowers every student to thrive.
Let's make sure that the future of learning is designed with students.
Yes.
Not just for them.
Absolutely.